From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif have wrapped up 3 days of nuclear talks in Switzerland Wednesday, with officials from both sides saying progress was made. A senior U.S. State Department official said intense discussions yielded some progress, but there remain challenges to reach a framework deal with a proposed deadline at the end of the month. The talks overlapped with a Tuesday speech by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who told the U.S. Congress why he believed Iran's nuclear deal would be dangerous. Meanwhile, world powers are seeking a deal that would limit Iran's uranium enrichment levels as part of a plan to keep Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. Iran is seeking an agreement that gives it relief from international sanctions. Dozens of miners are missing and feared dead after an explosion Wednesday at a coal mine in the rebel-held part of eastern Ukraine. Rebel authorities in the separatist stronghold of Donetsk said the explosion was not caused by shelling that has hit frequently in the area. A rescue operation is ongoing at the coal mine in Donetsk. Initially, some officials have reported at least 33 people have died, but later said those figures cannot be confirmed. The cause of that explosion is not clear.
That's Russian President Vladimir Putin. He acknowledged Wednesday that the murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov was politically motivated, while Moscow said it had identified suspects in the case. Putin told a televised meeting of the Interior Ministry that Russia should be freed of high-profile crimes, including those with a political motive. Nemtsov was an outspoken critic of Moscow. He was shot in the back 4 times last week. VOA News. Human Rights Watch is urging Iraqi forces and pro-government fighters to protect civilians. The call comes as they press an offensive against the Islamic State group to reclaim the strategic city of Tikrit. The group said Wednesday that it has documented multiple instances of those forces committing abuses after retaking other towns in Iraq and stressed the need for all sides to make sure civilians are able to leave combat zones. Two Australian drug smugglers in Indonesia were taken from their Bali prison Wednesday to an island where they are to be executed. Andrew Chan and Marian Sukumaran, who spent the past 10 years in jail, are to be transferred to Nusa Kambangan Island, where they're expected to face a firing squad in the coming days. Australia has campaigned against the execution of its nationals, and Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott said Wednesday that he was revolted by the prospect of the killings.
Right now, millions of Australians are feeling sick in their guts at the prospect of execution for these two. I've been saying again and again that this is contrary to Indonesia's national interest and it's contrary to Indonesia's best values.
And now we turn our attention to South Sudan, where the warring sides are criticizing Tuesday's UN resolution that paves the way for sanctions should the sides fail to reach a comprehensive peace deal by a Thursday deadline. Martha Vanderwolf reports.
The UN Security Council moved Tuesday to make good on threats of sanctions unless the sides reach a detailed power-sharing agreement by the March 5th deadline. South Sudan opposition delegation member Goijo Jul says the United Nations acted prematurely.
The resolution is disturbing at this point because we are still negotiating and we have not reached conclusion to the peace process.
If imposed, the sanctions would freeze assets and travel for anyone seen as obstructing the peace process of committing human rights abuses. An arms embargo may follow if the two sides do not abide by the peace deal. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
China's defense spending will increase by 10% this year, the latest double-digit increase for the world's largest standing military. That spokeswoman Fu Ying, she announced that figure Wednesday by the National People's Congress. It means that China officially declared a military budget would amount to about $145 billion in 2015. The U.S. Justice Department will release a report Wednesday accusing the police department in Ferguson, Missouri, of routinely violating the constitutional rights of its black citizens. The report is a result of a 6-month investigation launched after last year's shooting of an unarmed black teenager by Michael Brown, a white police officer. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.